Next application is case number 9935, the application of David Pusey and Pusey and Raffensperger. Did I say that right? Incorporated. For a parcel located west of Woodland Way, 288 feet east of Route 24, being lot 48 with an angle by the bay development, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
David Pusey, Lewis, Pennsylvania.
Okay, proof is in.
Stephen Baker, 7 South Bancroft Parkway, 22 Delaware.
Before we get started, I don't think we actually took a vote on the last motion, so I want to have the board.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9934 under advisement. Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Baker.
Down this application is a request of a 4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed screen porch, and also a request for a 6-foot variance.
No, that's not correct.
Let me finish. That's what the application says. Requesting a 6-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch. I believe your attachments show the proposal. We also received a letter from Angola by the Bay, serving as their comments from the Board of Directors at the July 11, 2007 board meeting, approved the variance of 2 feet into the side setback and 8 feet into the rear setback to construct the deck. They also reminded that they had to variance to the Board of Adjustment from the county, and you must submit a completed Angola by the Bay building application and get Angola by the Bay building control approval prior to beginning any construction. And that's all I have, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you. Now, you may proceed.
Okay, the gentlemen, I assume we're all in receipt of this and put the drawing. And you're asking for a total of an 8-foot extension of the deck, some of it going into the rear yard setback, and part of that extension is the porch extension. And we're also asking for a side setback of 4 feet,
or 2 feet,
or 2 feet into the side yard, or to the left side of the home. We have not started construction on the property yet. Okay. We would like to get these variants approved before we begin construction.
What were your names again? We need to get that.
My name is David Pusey.
P-U-S-E-Y.
And Stephen Baker.
Okay.
Mr. Baker is the property owner and I'm the builder.
Okay.
And that's our request for the variance, to increase the size of the deck and to increase the size of the porch to allow enough room to construct it on the lot.
Okay. And you said the information I provided was in error?
Yeah, well, it's 2 feet.
Please.
It's 8 foot on the setback in the back. See, when I originally put that in, I said 2 or 4, because I submitted that to Angola by the Bay, and see what, and then when it came back, they said 2 feet. I said, well, 2 feet's fine, and 8 feet on the back.
Okay.
So it'll be 8 foot, two foot encroachment into the 20-foot setback.
Okay.
So you're applying for, and that's for a porch or a deck?
It's a deck, a partial porch where the screening porch is on the side.
Okay.
That will go back into the setback.
Okay, so really you're applying for the porch. Because the deck can encroach 5 foot, as long as it's at first floor level.
This deck is actually going to be 10 foot up. It's on the second floor.
Okay. It does meet that requirement in that this home, the first floor is actually elevated.
Yeah, but it's 42 inches. Is what you're allowed to encroach, no more than 42 inches high.
42 into the setback.
What Mr. Lank was referring to, mm-hmm, is that you can encroach 5 feet into the setback for as long as it's no higher than the first floor level and no higher than 42 inches.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I always thought it was 4 feet.
So you want to be 8 feet from the side?
No, from 2 feet from the side. 2 feet on the side and 8 feet.
From your side property line, you want to be 2 feet away or you want to be 8 feet away?
No, I'm sorry. 2 feet, 8 feet from the side.
Okay, it's 8 feet on there.
Okay, not 2 feet, no.
the lot's pie-shaped, as you can see from the diagram, and 2 feet of the porch is going to be outside, encroaching on the side yard setback. And in the back, it'll be a total of 8 feet along the back of the home. Some of it is encroachment and some of it isn't because of the curvature of the setback, the rear setback line.
Well, the maximum point would be an eight-foot encroachment.
That's right.
Okay.
And I don't think we really have any more to add.
Have you talked to your neighbors? In favor or against it?
No, I haven't spoken to. I just spoke. I just met him one time, actually. And the fellow behind me, he just said, as long as you don't build it on a mountain, I'm not going to file an annex, because I had a film lane where the trees came out and put it up a little bit, at least to a little above street level. But they didn't say anything about, I mean, the sign's been out there for a month and a half, I think, and I didn't hear anything.
It's on a cul-de-sac in Angola, and I imagine all of you gentlemen are familiar, it's pretty wooded in there.
Yeah.
So, and there's a common area behind it, which of course also there's probably a 30-some feet of common area, which is full of trees.
It's about 50 feet.
Yeah, okay.
At least
behind his.
Yeah.
I also live in Angola. I have a home in Angola, and it's ours is a straight line, not a curved one.
What do you think? Mr. Chairman, I would note that the letter from the angle by the Bay Property Owners Association makes reference to a deck. It doesn't say anything about a porch. When you were submitted it to the angle by the Bay, were they aware of both?
I submitted the drawing as it was, and I talked to the general manager about it to make sure this was okay. But I don't think our conversation delved into about a porch, the porch. But I kind of drew it on there as it is.
What you showed him, it says proposed variance, and says rear foundations, 6 to 8 foot of deck to run length of house and a screen porch. So you did, so they saw that also.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further questions?
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Link, in the letter that Steve submitted to Angola on July the 5th, he clearly stated proposing to add 6 to 8 feet to the rear deck, the entire length of the house, and 2 feet to 4 feet on the side of the house. And that was in a letter we gave to Angola.
We don't have the letter, we just have the drawing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But you asked if Angola knew about it, and
yeah, I just want to make sure they didn't have the letter said deck on
it. They didn't mention it in their approval, but
okay.
I understand.
Okay. Okay, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Weber? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Aye.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have two. Okay, you can say that right up front if you'd like, please. Would you please come forward and be sworn in? Go ahead and be sworn in, please.
Sean Murray, 33212 Woodland Way.
Frank Akers Jr., 33212 Woodland Way. Angle by the Bay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, could you please, for the record, state your name again?
It's Sean Murray.
Sean Murray, okay.
And I'm not necessarily opposed, I just wanted to see exactly what they were going to build since it is going over the line and coming very close to our property. I just wanted to get a feel for exactly what was going to go up on the property since they want to extend
walk
over
up there. You can
walk up there and they'd be glad to show you.
He wants to expand the... And it will be 2 feet over there, and encroaching into the back.
The extension is just off of this.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live?
We live right next door on that side.
Okay. Yeah, it's coming out two feet that way. Closer to this property line.
But there's still 8 feet in between.
There will be 8 feet. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
for having it.
Go back to the podium, we can discuss it.
Okay, I would personally prefer to have it with my property setback on the, what's the county calls for, the 10 feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other opposition to this application? Chair hearing the letter, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to take case number 9,935 under advisement.
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9,935 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case also will be taken under advisement this evening. You could stay if you would like, there may be a decision made later on this evening, or you may call the office in the morning.
What is the number? Do we have the number on the...
855-7878.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.